listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about fear, and especially about having no fear. I'm going to read to you from 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, where we read this. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Friend, what are you afraid of? There are not many people who seem to be afraid of God. Oh, sure, there's a few here and there, but many people think God only owes them a great big reward. Some people even say that when they get to heaven, they're going to have a few questions for God, and he's going to have some explaining to do for them. It wasn't always that way. At one time, people were much more aware of their sin problem. People believed in sin and hell and judgment. Martin Luther, who was probably the most influential man of the past 1,000 years, he believed it. As a young man, Luther was rising as one of the great legal minds of Europe, but it was the great legal mind of Martin Luther that led to his decision to renounce the world and to become an Augustinian monk. Luther was troubled because he knew that God was the great judge and a righteous enforcer of his holy law. How then could anybody find acquittal in the courts of the Almighty? Luther was almost obsessed with his sense of guilt. His legal training made him aware of the difference between guilt and innocence, and he knew beyond a doubt that he was guilty, completely guilty, of breaking the pure and holy law of God. Martin Luther came to know peace in the love of God, which provided a way for him to be righteous before God's court. The Father's love sent God the Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price our sin deserved and to give us his perfect righteousness. Now, in light of all that, that's why John can write here in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love. The complete work of God's love means that we do not cower in fear before God, dreading his judgment, either now or in a coming day of judgment. We know that all the judgment that we ever deserved, past, present, and future, that was placed on Jesus Christ at the cross. But what about scriptures such as Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, which tell us that we should fear God? The fear that John wrote about here is not the appropriate reverence that we should all have of God. That's what it speaks about in Ecclesiastes 12 and 1 Peter chapter 2 and many other places. No, the kind of fear that John says we should not have in 1 John chapter 14 is, as he says, a fear which involves torment. It's that agonizing kind of fear which robs our soul of all joy and confidence before God. It is the fear that is the opposite of boldness in the day of judgment. Now, if this kind of tormenting fear marks our relationship with God, it shows that we have not been made perfect. We haven't been made complete and mature in God's love. If you do not stand before God in the righteousness of Jesus of Nazareth, then you do have reason to fear. Your own goodness will never be enough. But today, if you have trusted in who Jesus is and what he did for you, especially what he did for you at the cross, then you really can have no fear. Today, you can live and walk in the knowledge of the perfect love of God.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.